欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林。
我是麦杨林，咱们今天学什么呢？
今天咱们要聊聊美国人日常谈话的禁忌。
In many Western societies, talking about money in public is a faux pas.
去看看美国大选怎么投票。
To be honest, I don't care if Virginia is a blue state or a red state.
他要告诉你怎么说不折不扣。
谈话禁忌 ,Are you talking about sensitivity training?
对呀、啊、人家都说美国人非常直截了当，但是其实也有很多约定俗成大家不会触及的话题呢。
Yeah, that's true. Like the other day, one of my Chinese friends told me I looked like I was gaining weight. I had no idea how to respond to that. But Americans would never say that to your face.
你应该跟他说我这个叫肌肉。不过这个咱们等会再说，现在咱们还是赶快来进入第一个单元 Learn a Word.
Learn a Word. Sunburn. Sunburn is spelled S-U-N-B-U-R-N. Sunburn.
Sunburn, 晒伤。
When summer arrives, so do the sunburns.
夏天来临，被太阳晒伤的情况就会出现。比如周末去海边没擦防晒油。
I got a bad sunburn on my back.
我后背严重晒伤。
In order to prevent sunburns,You should put on sunscreen half an hour before you go into the sun.
要防止晒伤，应该在出去以前半小时擦好防晒油。有研究显示
,A person's risk of getting the most common form of skin cancer, melanoma, doubles if that person has had five or more sunburns.
如果某人被太阳晒伤多达五次以上，那么此人患有最常见的皮肤癌，恶性黑色素瘤的风险就会加倍。好的，今天我们学习的词是
sunburn。
Speaking of sunburns, remember how I said I didn't need sunscreen at our pool party? Turns out I was wrong.
你怎么晒得都脱皮了？不过啊，我觉得你们外国人晒完只是变成粉色，不像我。你看，晒完之后就变成了一只小红猪。
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think you're right.
Hey, but seriously, I'm never going to the swimming pool at 2 p.m. again. Every inch of me got sunburn.
You know, a lot of people would kill to be able to get a suntan.
我可不喜欢呀，我晒完黑里透红。
Well, it's considered very attractive in American culture. Actually, you just mentioned a very good term, every inch.Let's listen to today's words and idioms and see what it means.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第978讲，我是杨林。
我是 Dan Marcus.
不知道大家喜不喜欢自己的老板，我就特别喜欢我上司。他目标明确，知道一个项目做到什么地步算是成功，而且知道如何去取得成功。更重要的是，他善于沟通和鼓励下属，让整个团队劲往一处使。说起他，也让我想起一个习惯用语，那就是
Every inch. Every is spelled E-V-E-R-Y. An inch. I-N-C-H. Inch. Every inch.
这个短语由两个简单的单词构成。Every, 每一个 inch, 寸连起来 every inch, 每一寸实际上就是彻底的不折不扣的意思。上面我说到我觉得我的老板特别优秀。
She's every inch a leader.
她是位不折不扣的领导。在下面的例子里我们要谈到影星伊丽莎白泰勒。她是美国著名的电影演员去年去世终年79岁。让我们来听听人们对她的评价。
Elizabeth Taylor was a great beauty and a talented actress. She also became known for her 8 marriages, big diamonds, and her willingness to raise awareness and money for AIDS. Audiences found her totally fascinating until her death. She's every inch a Hollywood legend.
这段话是说，伊丽莎白·泰勒是一位同时拥有美貌与天资的女演员。她的八次婚姻，她的大钻戒，他为提高人们对艾滋病的认识，并为其募捐所做的一切，都被大家津津乐道。他的一生都让人们感到新鲜与好奇。他是一位不折不扣的好莱坞传奇。
泰勒确实是一位传奇人物。我从报纸上看到，最近他的珠宝拍卖价创下了世界纪录，全部的拍卖价高达1亿1600万美元。其中一条镶有珍珠、钻石和红宝石的项链，更是拍出了1180万美元的高价。要是我有这些珠宝
，I'd have to have every inch of my house under surveillance, or I wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
我肯定得满屋都装上监视器，要么我都没法睡觉了。好了好了，不做梦了，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Elizabeth Taylor was a great beauty and a talented actress.She also became known for her 8 marriages, big diamonds, and her willingness to raise awareness and money for AIDS. Audiences found her totally fascinating until her death. She's every inch a Hollywood legend.
Every inch, 彻底的，不折不扣的。不知道听众朋友喜不喜欢去接触大自然。下面的例子就跟欣赏大自然有关，让我们来听听看。
84 million acres of the world's most dramatic property is in the U.S. Welcome to the national parks of the United States. Here, you can explore spectacular scenery and wildlife, resources that are preserved entirely for the enjoyment of visitors. They're every inch a national treasure.
这段话是说，美国拥有8400万英亩的自然风光。这就是著名的美国国家公园，在这里你能欣赏到壮观的景色，奇特的野生动物，让游客看到保护完好的自然资源。这些国家公园是不折不扣的国家珍宝。
确实，美国的 National Parks 各大国家公园风景保留的都特别好，国家花费大笔资金来保留最原始、最震撼人心的自然风光。其中有名的 Yellowstone 黄石公园保存的就是自然活火山的景观。
It's every inch a wondrous experience.
简直美得令人惊叹。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
84 million acres of the world's most dramatic property is in the U.S. Welcome to the national parks of the United States. Here, you can explore spectacular scenery and wildlife.Resources that are preserved entirely for the enjoyment of visitors. They're every inch a national treasure.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 every inch, 意思是彻底、彻头彻尾的。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus。
谢谢各位的收听。我也来造个句，说什么好呢？I'm every inch a great host. Do you agree, Mike?
You? Well, how about we start a vote and let the audience decide who's better, huh?
让观众投票，好呀，我才不怕你呢，肯定我赢。
Yeah, we'll see about that.
就是，到时候你别太郁闷就行。不过话说回来，现在好像人人都在谈投票耶。
Yeah, that's because we're going to have a presidential election in November. So, who to vote for is currently our hot issue.
Oh, 对了，美国大选将近，大家现在都在讨论要投谁的票呢。正好，今天在美语三级跳里，刚刚成为美国公民的 Amir 就在跟他的妻子 Sharon 谈论要投票给谁。咱们一起来听听吧。
美语三级跳。各位听众，大家好。今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目移民入籍单元的高级课程。
Amir just became an American citizen, and this year he is voting in his first American election. Today he is having breakfast with his wife Sharon, and they're talking about the upcoming election.
We're 4 days away from Election Day here in Virginia, but for many...
So, honey...Who do you think you are going to vote for in the election? I really like both the Republican and Democratic candidates, but I can't decide who to vote for.
You like both of them? I think they're both terrible. For me, the question isn't who I like the most, but who I dislike the least.
Well, I guess that's an interesting way to look at it. To be honest, I don't care if Virginia is a blue state or a red state. I just want a moderate candidate who will do a good job.
Yeah, you're right. The only thing I care about is that whoever wins isn't too partisan.
看来啊 ,Amir 和 Sharon 都是 moderate voters, 温和的选民。哎，不过我不明白哎。Amir 说他不在乎 Virginia 州变成 blue state or red state, 这是什么意思啊
?In America, the color red represents the Republican Party, and the color blue represents the Democratic Party.
哦，红色呢代表共和党，蓝色代表民主党，所以 Amir 的意思是他不在乎州长是由共和党人来做还是民主党人来做，最好啊是个温和派干实事的人。
Right. And Sharon says she doesn't want a candidate who is too partisan. Someone is partisan if he refuses to compromise with the other side.
Oh, partisan 就是党派性的。
Well, what do you think the results are going to be? Virginia used to be always a landslide for the Republicans, but these days it's a toss-up.
You're right. It's pretty hard to say. But since the incumbent is a Republican, I'd have to give him a slight advantage.
Yeah, incumbents always have an easier time with fundraising, and everybody already knows them because they've been in office for a while.
Yeah, but judging by what a bad job he's done, I don't think that name recognition is going to help him.
看来这次选举竞争很激烈哦。现在选举结果啊是 toss up, 就像扔硬币一样，胜选的机会啊是一半一半，哪个候选人都不会有 landslide, 压倒性胜利。
Exactly. But one candidate has an advantage, right?
对，那就是 the incumbent, 现在在任的州长。Amir 说他在 fundraising, 筹款还有 name recognition, 知名度方面啊都有优势。
That's true. But name recognition isn't always a good thing, right?
对啊，知名度高不一定都是好事啊，因为啊不知道是好名还是骂名呢。
A lot of analysts are saying that the election is going to be decided by turnout. The more people vote, the more it's likely to benefit the Democrats.
Amir, can we stop talking about politics? I just want to eat my breakfast in peace.
But Sharon, this is my first time voting in an American election. Can't you understand how excited I am?
Look, if you're really into the election, why don't you listen to the pundits talk about it?
Come on, Sharon. How can you think about eating breakfast at a time like this? This election is going to decide the future of our country.
Amir, if you don't stop talking about politics, it's going to decide the future of your marriage.
Professor, 什么叫 turnout?
Turnout is the number of people who actually go out and vote on election day. In the U.S., turnout is usually about 50% across the country.
Oh, turnout 就是投票人数。哎，那么什么叫 pundits?
Pundits are professional commentators. They are famous people who spend all their time talking about their views on current events.
Oh, 就是那些专门在电视广播里对时事发表看法的评论家。这么说啊，我同意Sharon的观点。现在只要一打开电视，到处都是 pundits, 已经够烦人的了。谁还想自己家里的老公也要每天大谈政治呢？这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，下次再见。
原来 Amir 和 Sharon 都是 moderate voters, 温和选民。他们更注重的不是 partisan, 党派，而是谁的政策更合理。两人觉得这次的选举会是个 toss-up,两党机会旗鼓相当，哪个候选人都不会有 landslide, 压倒性胜利。
Yeah, I guess that's the situation today. The new polls show that President Obama and Mitt Romney support rates are incredibly close.
So, who are you going to vote for, huh?
Yonglin, let me give you some sensitivity training. In America, we don't normally ask people that kind of question.Anything involving politics can be extremely sensitive.
Oh, 对了，政治问题不能随便问。 不过咱俩都这么铁了，你就告诉我嘛。
Okay, I'm a moderate voter. I'll vote for whomever I feel has the best policies for my country. But remember, don't ask other people those kinds of questions. You might offend them without even realizing it.
嗯，谢谢你的忠告。正好在今天的 Business Etiquette 里 ，Jason 也犯了跟我类似的错误，咱们赶快去听听吧。
礼节美语。
晚宴结束， Jason 跟同事 Harold 一起往外走。Jason 说
That was a lovely party, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. The food is pretty good, too.
I was a little puzzled about something, though.
What was that?
At one point in our conversation, Mr. Jones gave me a really funny look. It was almost like I'd broken some sort of a rule.
Oh, yes. Well, you did ask him how much he paid for his apartment.
And what's wrong with asking someone how much they paid for a piece of property? Back in China, everybody talks about buying and selling apartments.
Jason 是从中国来的，在晚会上问东道主 Mr. Jones 公寓是多少钱买的。
Mr. Jones gave me a really funny look.
Mr. Jones 看他的表情有些奇怪，好像他这么问犯了什么大忌。
A funny look.
意思是说不清楚的奇怪表情。Jason 说，在中国，大家见面就是谈房子，因此他不懂。
What's wrong with asking someone how much they paid for a piece of property?
问别人买房子花了多少钱有什么不妥呢？ Harold 解释说
Yeah, I know. But in many Western societies, talking about money in public is a faux pas.
What's a faux pas?
It's a French term that means a social blunder. Questions like that are considered a little bit impolite.
Really?I had no idea. Back in China, it's not generally a problem to ask about how much something costs.
I know you meant no offense. When I was assigned to Guangzhou for 6 months, people frequently asked me how much my monthly salary was.
Harold 解释说，在很多西方国家，公开谈钱是
faux pas. Faux pas is spelled F-A-U-X. Faux and pas. P-A-S. Pas. Faux pas.
也就是
social blunder，
在社交上忌讳做的事，属于失礼的行为。Jason 听了觉得很出乎意料，说自己完全不知情。
I had no idea。
因为在中国，询问财物的价钱完全不是问题。Harold 说
，I know you meant no offense。
我知道你不是故意冒犯 Mr. Jones。Harold 说自己派驻广州半年的时候，就经常有人问他每个月的工资是多少。Jason 说
That's funny, because Western society seems so open. People talk about all kinds of private things that we wouldn't bring up in China. But money is a no-no, huh?
If your Western friend buys something for a really good price, he or she might mention it to you by saying something like, Take a look at this camera that I got on sale for only $99. But unless the person is a close friend, we almost never ask how much something costs.
So, do you avoid talking about money so that people with less money don't feel bad?
Jason 觉得很有意思的是，西方社会如此开放，对很多中国不敢涉猎的私人问题都可以拿到台面上来说，但是
Money is a no-no.
钱的问题却是个禁区。
No-no.
两个 no 连在一起，中间加个连接线，是一种非正式用法，名词，意思是不可以，不被接受的事情。西方人回避谈钱，是因为怕刺激到没钱的人吗？我们下次继续听。
Jason 在聚会的时候问东道主房子是多少钱买的，主人给了他 a funny look， 一个奇怪的表情。原来在西方文化中，公开谈钱是 faux pas， 社会禁忌。除了特别熟识的好友 ，money is a no-no， 钱的问题是个禁区。
Yeah, money is something most Americans avoid talking about.
诶，这跟中国真不一样诶，我一回去就常常有人问我挣多少钱呢。话说，为什么西方人不愿意谈钱呢
？I think it's in part because personal finances are considered to be a private matter in American culture.
就是隐私嘛。So, what are the other topics that you would avoid in your conversation?
Let me see. Politics, income, age, family issues, religion. Wow, there's a lot.
真麻烦呀。咱们还是接着去听听 Harold 分析为什么外国人不谈钱吧。
礼节美语。
晚宴结束， Jason 跟同事 Harold 一起往外走。 Jason 是从中国来的，对西方人交往时回避谈钱的问题感到不解，问这样做是不是为了不去刺激那些没什么钱的人。 Harold 回答说，
Yes, I think you hit the nail on the head. Also, I think many Westerners believe that if you're rich, you should be quiet about it. In fact, I believe many wealthy people in the West feel a little bit guilty.
Why would they feel guilty?
Because so many other people work very hard, but never become successful. When the wealthy turn on the TV, they see so much pain and suffering, but their own lives are so comfortable.
Ah, I can understand that. If I were a wealthy person, I think I would feel the same way.
Harold 说，
Jason, you hit the nail on the head.
你说的一点没错。
To hit the nail on the head.
意思是一下子就说到点子上。还有两种类似的说法，一种是
You're right on.
另外一种说法是
You are right on the money.
都是同样的意思。他说，因为西方很多人不喜欢炫富，有些人还会因为自己太有钱而其他人的生活贫苦而感到内疚。Harold 说，
It's interesting that some of the most successful entrepreneurs, such as John D. Rockefeller and Bill Gates, ended up setting up charity organizations and giving away a large portion of the money they made.
So you're saying that Bill Gates, for example, doesn't necessarily think he deserves all the money he made? He knows a part of it was luck, right?
Yeah, Bill Gates is a computer genius, but he was there at the right place at the right time.
That's a good attitude. It's good to remember that hard work and good luck often go hand in hand. Okay, so one more time. What's the etiquette when it comes to talking about money with Westerners?
Harold 说，这也就是为什么比尔盖茨和洛克菲勒这种成功的企业家最后都会
end up setting up charity organizations.
成立慈善机构，把钱捐出去。虽说比尔盖茨是电脑天才，但他的成功在很大程度上也是靠机遇。
He was there at the right place at the right time.
他在正确的时间出现在了正确的地方，类似中文里说的天时地利人和。Jason 很欣赏这种心态，因为
Hard work and good luck often go hand in hand.
勤奋和运气，二者往往必须兼备才能成功。
If the person doesn't volunteer information about how much something costs,Don't bring it up. Don't ask about personal savings or salary.
Is it okay to comment on or praise someone's possessions? If you have a really nice car, can I say, Wow, nice car?
Yeah, that's fine. It only gets complicated when you start talking about specific prices.
I see your point. Topics like that would lead to embarrassment.
Exactly. Maybe Mr. Jones's apartment was really expensive, but his company paid for it. Or maybe he overpaid and got a bad deal.In either case, it's easier for everyone if we don't discuss it in public.
Harold 最后总结说，在西方，除非别人主动告诉你，否则不要问人家赚了多少工资，有多少存款，买东西花了多少钱这类问题。可以夸别人的东西好，但是不要询问价钱，免得彼此尴尬。
Hard work and good luck often go hand in hand. 听见没有？要成功，勤奋和运气缺一不可。
Yep, and you're already lucky enough to host a show with me. The only thing you need now is hard work.
我勒个去，你真是个臭美点心。好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com。
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
Bye, see you next time.
Yo, 怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的， 什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。